Today with Sarah McInerney.
Now, Met Aaron have promised us plenty more of this fabulous weather for the bank holiday weekend. So for many of you around the country, that means dusting off the barbecue, getting out into the garden for a bit of al fresco dining. We're here to help you banish the prospect of charred sausages and, God forbid, undercooked chicken. I'm joined by JP McMahon from a near restaurant in Galway and Dorina Allen from Ballymaloe Cookery School with all their top barbecue tips for you this weekend. And don't worry, you don't need to take notes because JP and Dorina's recipes are all on our website at rte.ie/today radio. And good morning to you both, and thank you very much for joining me again this morning. JP, I might come to yourself at the moment. Barbecues, what's your top piece of advice for listeners?
I think getting a meat thermometer is probably the best piece of advice. I'm always going on about it, but I think when we're not sure about how meat is cooked inside, having a thermometer, and if you want your steak rare, it's 50 degrees, medium 60, and well is over 70. And if you want your chicken cooked well, it's like 72 to 74. And it takes out the guesswork. And also, I think people have a tendency to cook on too high a heat in the barbecue, and making sure you have a hot shelf and maybe a shelf that's a bit higher or lower where you can put the meat while the residual heat cooks it through as well.
So when you say too high a heat, does that mean you shouldn't have it on the high heat the whole time?
Yeah, absolutely. Unless it's something very, very thin, because what's happening is, of course, the meat's charring and we love that charred flavor. But what it's doing is it's pulling moisture out of the meat continually, and whether it's fish or meat or even a vegetable. So I think you get your char and then you do that to eye, and then you move it off and let it cook and cook at a slower temperature, unless you're just going for a kind of really rare steak that you want charred on the outside. But most of the time, if you're cooking lamb or even fish on the barbecue, it takes a little bit of time, and you have to be, you kind of have to find your own spots around the barbecue.
All right, Dorina, I know that lots of different things can go in the barbecue, but I believe one of your things, your favourite things to do, is make the full Irish breakfast on an open fire. How do you do that?
Well, that's not on a barbecue. It's really, that's over by the cliffs overlooking the sea, and building little round, a little fire on the shale, and then that cooking rashers like sausages overlooking the sea. Oh my God, that's what memories are made of. There's nothing like the smell of rashers and sausages. I mean, this is really cooking over fire, and isn't it interesting how now it's beyond cool to cook over fire, not just barbecue. It's all come round to the end. I think it must be touching our sort of inner hunter-gatherer or something or other. And men particularly love it. But anyway, that's it. Yeah, we do cook several times during the summer. We haven't done it this year yet, I have to say. We cook a breakfast outdoors. I bring a bit of soda bread with us, some orange juice, flasks of coffee. Oh my God, it's fantastic. Yeah.
And what would be your top tips then? Because JP is talking about being careful of the temperature and not staying high for too long.
I mean, he's absolutely so right with that. And the other thing, of course, would be sausages. They would be the other thing. Get lovely big juicy sausages. But again, they need to be, we don't have to say, they need to be cooked into the centre. And as JP, stressed there, careful not to char them on the outside and have them half raw in the middle. But that's one of the skills of barbecuing, is actually to have, if possible, several different heats across the barbecue, either if you're cooking over charcoal. And also the other thing that's really important, I'm sure JP would agree, unless it's a gas barbecue or something, but if you're cooking over charcoal, is to start it on time, to light the coals on time. It can take up to 40 minutes for the coals to get to the right stage for cooking over, and we're all impatient, we want to get going on it. And then you can spread them out, you can heap them up if you want higher heat, then spread them out if you want to have, ideally if you had three different temperatures across your barbecue, that you could start off and sear the outside, then move it over and do it more slowly, depending on what the item is. So it really, barbecuing takes a heck of a lot of skill and practice. It's a question of being very observant every time, not being too ambitious. You don't have to have 10 things. You can have some lovely lamb chops or lovely chicken or a piece of lovely fresh fish that you can cook. Fish is wonderful cooked on the barbecue too. And here's a little tip that we do. If you have, for example, mackerel, or for that matter, salmon, or any of the round fish, any fish, Take an ordinary wire rack like you might have to cook your to cool off your buns on. Take two and lay the fish, sprinkle the fish with salt generously, and then drizzle with olive oil or something. Put it on, lay it on the wire rack, or you know, 5 or 10 mackerel on the wire rack, and skin side down. Then put another wire rack on top. Lay it on top of the barbecue, and then you can catch it at either end and flip it over. You don't have to be trying to turn over the fish or something. And that makes it so much easier.
Okay.
And then, of course, with something like the fish, have a lovely herb butter and olive oil or a little chimichurri sauce or something just to drizzle over it when you take it off the barbecue.
Oh, this all sounds delicious. Yeah. JP, I know you have a smoked pork fillet recipe. You serve that with crushed potatoes, gubine, salami and tomatoes. Tell me
about it. So, as Doreena says, well, giving yourself time, if you're having salads or that, or cold salads, I mean, make them beforehand. I mean, you can boil up your potatoes, cool them down, chop them up, add in your salami, your tomatoes. I mean, to smoke the pork fillet on a barbecue, it might sound a little bit bizarre, but I would actually add a little bit of hay onto the charcoal and let the hay just smoke. You know, it's harder to do on a gas barbecue. You can do it. I mean, you just have to be... you just have to keep an eye on it that the hay doesn't go up. But I think as well as what Doreena was saying about the fish, I mean, you can get a fish basket as well, and I use fish baskets, and they're the same as the two wire racks together, and they use them a lot in Spain, and we're just not used to barbecuing whole pieces of fish. But like a barbecued turbot is would feed 8 people, and it's a wonderful thing to do.
Divine,
and most time, when we think about barbecue in Ireland, we're thinking about sausages. And sausages, like, and that's probably what a lot of people, even in New York, and I think down south in the States, barbecue only means the whole pig. And I know we're not as adventurous in Ireland, but they put the whole pig on the barbecue and splay it, and that's what barbecue means.
And are there any fish that don't work in a barbecue?
Not really. I mean, you can get the rectangular baskets for fillets, like, so you can put salmon or cod. Yeah, I mean, probably little small fish like anchovies might be difficult to barbecue. But what we do in the restaurant is sometimes we take an old sieve and we actually put the sieve on the barbecue and we heat up the sieve. And sometimes we barbecue like small fish, or even you can barbecue mushrooms. Like you just put, you oil the mushrooms and keep tossing them in the sieve over the heat. And so, like, I mean, people never think of vegetables for barbecue, but vegetables get so much flavor from that charred smokiness.
You're also a fan of lamb on the barbecue, Doreena.
Oh yeah, love lamb. And of course it could be as simple as some gorgeous lamb chops with a nice little bit of fat around the side, centerline or sideline chops. Or if you want to, and then remember, so lovely to add either some gutsy herbs like thyme or chopped rosemary or something, and then a drizzle of olive oil. Or the spices, spices are wonderful. You can do a little spice rub with cumin, even simple like a roasted cumin and coriander. Or I actually sent you a recipe as well from Marta Jeffrey's butterfly leg of lamb. Now, this takes a little bit of doing to get it prepared, and you marinate it overnight. You butterfly it out, in other words, open it out so that it'll cook in a shorter time. Oh, my goodness, you can't imagine how delicious. And that would be enough for your whole family, maybe more than you're allowed at the moment. But if you didn't want to butterfly it, then you could just use the same marinade and cut it into cubes and then thread them on kebab sticks and turn them over. But back to the shellfish there on the barbecue, mussels, clams, cockles. If you make a little parcel, now I'd like to use as little tinfoil as possible, but if you make a little parcel, put them into a tinfoil parcel and sprinkle in, you know, even just a few little herbs or something, then twist the top, put them on the barbecue. They'll open in, you know, a minute, 2 minutes, have a bowl of, you know, even aioli or flat parsley mayo or something with it. Delicious.
Oh, that sounds
absolutely
amazing.
Delicious. That's very simple too.
Okay, JP, yeah. Very quickly, if you don't mind, we have a question from a listener. Why do my sausages turn out burnt to a crisp every time? I've tried to keep the heat low. Should I put oil on them, says this listener. Very quickly, if you don't mind.
I mean, no, so it's not necessarily, but it is all about the heat. And it's, I mean, like, I think I always go for a medium heat cooking a sausage. Like, don't go for the highest heat, because you can control the medium heat. And even if it takes a little bit longer, you will be happier with the results.
Okay. JP McMahon and Doreena Allen, thank you both very much for joining me. Have a great bank holiday weekend. And at 11 o'clock, we'll go now to Carla O'Brien in the newsroom.